We are doing Avat Chesed, and we're beginning the 10th chapter. The Avat Chesed tells us like this: Alacha Aleph, Natan Telto Luman Letakna Bekablalut Ugmara. A person gave his garment, his talis, to someone to fix. Let's say the collar got torn, he asked him to fix it. And the person takes on a responsibility that he'll do it at his leisure, but he gets paid for the job. Meaning he's not paid per hour, he's getting paid for the job. It's like you bring your car into the mechanic. You ask him, how much is it going to cost to fix this tire? He tells you. So he's not getting paid for the day's job, he's getting paid for getting the job done. So we discussed that when a worker works for you, you have to pay him at the end of each day of his work. But in this situation where you give it to him and he's taking responsibility to get the job done, and you'll pay him when he gets the job done, so in that situation, kozman shatalit liyad ha'oman eino over. So long as he's holding on to your talis, you're not transgressing the obligation to pay him on time. Nitanalo, what happens if he gives you back your talis? You pick up your suit from the cleaners. Now you have to pay. He's done his work for you. Afilu b'chatzi hayom, even if he gave it in the middle of the day, so now you have to, the remainder of the day to pay what you owe. Kivan sheshaka alav chama velo pra'o, once the sun set and he did not pay back, over mishum biyomot iten tzcharo velo tavo alav ha'shemesh. The person has transgressed the biblical obligation, pay wages on time, don't let the sun set. V'chenim natan lo atalit balayla. And the same thing as we've seen earlier, if he gave back the talis at night, over baboker mishum bal talin, when the morning comes, he transgresses that obligation. Shekablanuti kischirut lefaro bizmano. That when you accept work, that's what's called kablanut. Kablanut is you're accepting the responsibility to get the job done. So kablanut is like schirut that you have to pay on time.